Right, so as part of our science work here in Class 8 at Tooney School, we've been learning a lot about forces. So to explain a lot more, I've got some friends from Class 8. So young madam, your name is?
Michaela.
And young man?
Bruno.
Great, we have Michaela and Bruno, both from Class 8. So Michaela, can you explain please, what kind of work have you just been doing?
Forces.
Forces, so what is a force?
You go down the hill with a car and you crash.
Yeah, so if you've got a car going down a hill, and Bruno, we mentioned, how would you stop your car going down the hill?
Use the handbrake.
You put on the handbrake and the car would just stop.
Yeah.
Now, we also, Michaela, we had a rope. So if someone pulls that rope, what happens to the person at the other end?
They go forward.
They go forward because that force pulls them forward. And Bruno, we had a football. So when you throw the football to somebody, is that a force?
Yeah, you push.
Yeah, it's a force of pushing, isn't it? So not a pull, the rope was a pull, that was a push. Now what I like, Michaela, in your books, you drew some arrows. What do those arrows mean?
You point where you're going.
Yeah, the arrows show the force in which direction. Now Bruno, some arrows were big and some were small. What was the difference there?
The small arrows is for a weak push. The big ones for a hard push.
Yeah, for the big push as well. That's been brilliant, that's been explained perfectly. So all about forces here in Class 8. Thanks to Michaela, thanks to Bruno. Alright guys, bye-bye.
Bye.